funny the way this one's gone, because I was meant to fight JJ Wilson back. I was told in October I was fighting him in the co-main event. The whole script got flipped then on his head. He was given to Paul Hughes for the main event. Then Paul done his knee, needed an operation. They came calling for me to step in, so perfect. I couldn't beat it. Fighting the same guy in the main event slot, so it couldn't have worked out better for me.
What was your reaction when you got that call that you're going to be in a main event on a PFL card in Belfast? What was your immediate reaction? It's obviously going to be a very proud moment for you to make the walk.
Yeah, you know, when they sent me the offer, I looked down the phone. I was actually cornering my brother in Belfast. He was fighting on Clanmore for the title, and he won, thank God. So when they sent me the text, the initial reaction, you know, it was pure excitement, really. You know, I had to try and focus and make the right decision on the spot, but I agreed to it within a few minutes, so the excitement probably did get the better of me.
Your original opponent, Sergio Cossio, I think I'm right in saying he was going to be maybe more strike heavy, but Wilson now is going to be more experienced on the ground with his grappling background. That has altered the preparations in your training camp, I would say, though.
Yeah, like Cossio, you know, Cossio was more of a brawler than anything. He's very, very tough. Whereas JJ's a lot more skillful, I would say. Both of them extremely tough, both dogs, but JJ's level, especially on the ground, is extremely high, so he's very, very dangerous on the ground. Unorthodox on his feet, and I think it's a much tougher fight, but you know what they say, there's no risk, no reward, and I'm excited and I'm ready for it.
You're more than capable of holding your own in terms of the striking, and we obviously know what you can do on the ground with jiu-jitsu. It'll be an interesting matchup. If you were to make a prediction, how do you feel this fight ending, or what way do you see it going?
JJ has been preparing for Paul Hughes, so he's prepared for a kickboxing fight his whole camp. That's going to be ingrained now in his style subconsciously. I reckon he's going to try and shoot on me after I land a few big shots. I think I'll wear on him, be able to stop his takedown, put the pace on him, and I'll look for a late finish. I would say late second or third round finish by TKO.
And it's obviously important to be prepared cardio-wise to go the distance too, in case it comes to that.
Yeah, 100%. Like, cardio is probably my least favorite part of the game. You know, those sprint sessions every week, they're the worst. They're the hardest part of the whole thing. So they're not nice, but they have to be done, and they have been done. So I think I've got all them boxes ticked.
That's it. Derry, you're currently sitting seventh, I think, in the lightweight rankings. If you overcome this test, you'll go to 10-0 and likely maybe move into the top five. You'll have main evented. Are you eyeing up a title fight if this one goes your way, or will there be another fight before that, do you think?
Yeah, well, they've told me that, you know, if you go in and put them out of there in good fashion, it could be the title shot right away. And they said then, if not, you know, one more win late summer. They're planning on rescheduling the Boston card. So, you know, if I can call it someone in the top five, get matched for that, and then title shot late end of the year or early next year, that's my plan. In an ideal world, go for that.
And the current champion in your division is Nurmagomedov, is that right?
Yeah.
And how do you think you'd match up with him if the time came where he was the man standing across from you in the cage between you and the belt?
I haven't thought too much about it now, but he's got one fight less in his contract, and there's big talk about him going to the UFC. I'm not sure what's going to happen. I think stylistically it's a good matchup for me. You know, like I think I have the wrestling to negate that, to stop his game coming forward, and then I can turn it into a scrappy fight. I think it's a good fight for me.
Good stuff. Lastly, Dara, I'm sure you have lots of friends, family and fans coming to watch you in Belfast in a couple of weeks' time. You'll be really going to put on a good performance and get the win in front of the fans and people that have believed in you all the way through to where you are so far.
Yeah, 100%. Like, you know, I'm here now with nothing to lose. I'm coming in for everyone, you know, who's disappointed that Paul's injured and, you know, we've lost the main event. I'm coming now to put on a show. I've got a massive opportunity now, and I'm going to take it with both hands and put on a really good fight for everyone traveling down. And for the 50 or 60 who already booked Boston, he'll be over there watching. So I'll be doing everything in my power to put on a good show and get the one.
And there's still tickets available for this event, Dara. Where can people go if they're listening to this now? I wouldn't mind going and giving Dara a bit of support. How do you get the tickets?
So the ticket link is my personal ones in my bio on my Instagram and on my Facebook page.